WVLI. Andy Purcell's with us, Senior Associate of Spiro's Law. Good morning, Andy. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the program with us. Of course, this is National Work Zone Awareness Week, and can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, really, Mike, it is the annual spring campaign held at the start of one of our favorite seasons, construction season. It's really just to encourage safety through highway work zones. Get the message out there for drivers just to really use extra caution in those areas.
Yeah, very dangerous, and pay attention. They've always got it posted, you know, to slow down, and we're very aware when we are in work situations. And it's really important to follow those traffic work zone rules and to stay alert while driving, and for a number of reasons, wouldn't you say?
Right. I mean, there's as you said, a number of reasons. I mean, there's the extra hazards of whatever construction is going on. There's hazards created usually by the barricades and the signs. I mean, those kind of narrow the roads in most cases. You're in someone's workplace. You've got, you know, workers out there. We want to obviously be safe and cautious, protect those folks. And then you've got other drivers that are always, you know, you always have to be on the lookout for other drivers. But in those smaller zones with extra hazards, it's even more of an issue to be
aware
of.
People love to hop in the shoulder and try to pass and try to squeeze in. So, you know, this does raise the possibility for accidents. What should people do immediately when they're involved in a car accident?
Well, first thing is get medical attention, obviously. We want to make sure that if someone is injured, they're taken care of. Call 911, get the medical attention you need. Obviously, contact the police department. In many cases, it's state police or if you're out in a rural area, it might be, you know, county police. So they can investigate the accident, get pictures of the scene and, you know, the other driver's information if you can. And then we do recommend contacting an attorney if there are injuries involved.
Yeah, and those benefits are high. So, people definitely need to be aware of the benefits of talking to an attorney. Now, what's the cost to hire an attorney at Spiro's Law?
Well, there's no cost up front. We do not get paid unless we collect for our clients. And really, I mean, it's worth reaching out, making that contact. Again, it's a free consultation with no obligation. We can help the injured individual get medical bills taken care of. We can communicate with the insurance company, let them focus on their injuries and whatever treatment they may need, and let us work through the process.
Andy Purcell with this senior associate at Spiro's Law, our friends there, and we're talking National Work Zone Awareness Week. So if people need to contact an attorney at Spiro's Law, what's the easiest way to do that, Andy?
Easiest way locally is 815-929-9292. Contact us. We're happy to talk to you by phone. We can set up an appointment. Nowadays, we do a lot of things through Zoom meetings. We can meet in person safely. You can reach us through our website, which is spiroslaw.com. It has a great 24-hour chat feature where you can give us the information we need, and we can make sure the right person gets in touch with you.
Andy, as always, thanks for giving us a heads up on this National Work Zone Awareness Week. Contact a lawyer if you are involved in an accident, and do so at Spiro's Law. Best to you, and thanks for taking time out with us.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.